This morning, we're going to start with the end of Siv Ches. Last time we did the beginning of Siv Ches. We're going to do the end of Siv Ches, and then hopefully we'll even get to Siv Tes this morning as well. But Siv Ches, we talked about the beginning. The last time we met, that was about washing fruits, which was pretty clear from the halacha in the beginning of Siv Ches. It's saying Sherin is Hakashinim. You can't soak these vegetables that have dirt or dust on them. Now we had the whole discussion about washing fruits. The end of Siv Ches, where I underlined it, we have to say Sein Sherin is Hakashinim. This really comes straight from the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem. Avol Noisin Bekvara Avol Pish Neifal Apsele Is Derech Nikvei Akvara. It means you have these vegetables, you have leeks, and they have dirt on them. The beginning of the Mishnah says, the first part of this halacha says you can't put them in a pail of water, you can't soak them off, you can't wash off the dirt. However, what you could do is you could just put them on a sifter, and then even though the dirt will then fall through the holes of this sifter. This is a pretty ironic halacha. A sifter is a kli meyuchad labayir. It's a kli which is designated for bayir, designated for sifting things, for allowing the undesired items from the desired items. Yet the Mishnah says this is mutter. Now Rashi and the Mishnah says, I don't know, do you have Rashi here? No. Rashi and the Mishnah says like this. Yeah, so the lashon of Rashi is like this. Even though sometimes that dirt, which is really undesired dirt, it will fall through the holes of the sifter. And it comes out that the bayir process happens by itself. That's what Rashi says. Even though sometimes it falls through and there is bayir happening, it's still permissible. Now, the way Rashi says it, and the Rav, the Bar Tanura on the Mishnayah says the same Lashon, that even though sometimes the dirt will fall through, in other words, the Pseilos will fall through the holes, allowing the Oichel to stay by itself, Pseilos free now, without dirt free, this is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because, why is it Mutter? Because it happened by itself.
It's not an active here. And if really you're not shaking and activating the berries.
No, you're not doing that.
The fact that there are holes there, and so happens that it'll fall off.
So the way Rashi is saying it, Afal Pishal Fa'omim Neifil Derek Nikvei HaKavara. That means sometimes it will fall through.
So it's not a secretion.
Aha. So which means that according to Rashi and the Rav, it doesn't seem like this is a fait accompli. This is not for sure that will happen. It will all fall through. But sometimes the dirt will fall through. So my whole kavana here is just to take these leeks. I need to put it somewhere. And the easiest place to put it, I say this is the easiest bowl to put it in, unless for my, to give it to my animal afterwards, and to put it on top of the sifter, I can do that. And Rashi's, even though some maybe will fall through, that's the famous klal in all of the Gemara and Shabbos. It's a dover she'ena miskaven. Something that's not intentional. You have machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all over Shas, essentially. A davar she'eino miskaven. I am doing one thing, and something else may result from my action here. If it's not a for sure that will happen, I'm not machaven for it. According to me, you still cannot do it. According to me, you can't take a bench and drag it across your yard, because you may make a hole, and that will be an issur of Harisha. According to Reb Shimon, it's not for sure it will happen, and you don't intend it should happen, you can do it. Oh, so we paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin Reb Shimon as mutter. So the davar she'eino miskaven, it's something you don't intend to do, and if it's sure, it won't for sure happen. Therefore, it's mutter to do. No problems. According to Rashi, we understand this halacha very well. You take the vegetables with the dirt, you place it in the sifter, it may fall through. It's a davar she'eino miskaven.
We're rinsing it, right? We're rinsing it.
No. You're just placing
Well,
nice and mikvar al bishanav. You're just putting it in the sifter, and then the dirt might fall through. And now you're not putting it in a pail of water.
Even though the rest of the
yeah,
it's just talking about pudding.
Yeah. Certainly, that's the way Rashi explains it.
sitting in a chair holding shots, making holes in the ground, is that like dragging a bench across the ground where you go with 10 foot holes in the ground that they're being made?
Yes and no. What would be the yes? The yes would be that you're making a hole. That you're not making a hole. The difference is like this, and I want to spend time on Davar Sheni Miskaven. True, the famous case is Goyer Adam Safsal Mita V'Kisa. You can drag a bed or a bench or a chair across your lawn. According to Reb Shimon, it's not for sure going to make a charitz, a ditch in a hole, which would be charisha. According to Reb Yehuda, there's a good chance it will do it, and therefore you're not allowed to drag it. So there is a question, similar to your question, how could a woman wheel a baby carriage across a lawn, across dirt? Isn't it going to, and the truth is, the Mishnah itself talks about wheeling a carriage on Shabbos. Okay, and most of the thoroughfares that they had those days were not sidewalk, were not cement or asphalt. They were dirt. The difference over there, the Mepharshim explained, is that when you wheel a baby carriage, actually you're not making an indentation in the ground, you're just pressing down the dirt. So the wheel indeed is pressing down the dirt, but that's not the Issa of Harisha. The Issa of Harisha is to dig up dirt. So when you're dragging it, so you're digging up and you're making a hole, that's sort of the dirt's
displacing
the dirt, thank you. But by the baby carriage, you're just patting down the dirt. So that's a yes and no. Could mean by the chair, if all you're doing is sitting in a chair, and depending what type of legs it has, if something that has like a straight bottom, and all you're doing is just pressing down the things, then that wouldn't be a problem. But if you sit down and then you get up and move to a different place, so then you'll be making holes in the ground, then it would be a problem. Oh, right. That's a beautiful diuk. That's a beautiful diuk, and that is the Bialacha's diuk. So the Bialacha says right here under this halacha, Avobishanevil says the Bialacha, Kenu Lashon Haran, Ayin Sham, the Lashon. Kenu lashon ran ashav ay v'lashon Rashi b'zeis afabid lefa'amim neifel u'mashma desvir leis mashma Rashi holds the ilavachi aser mishum to have a psik reisha. So Rashi, we explained that it may fall, it may not fall. That's called the davar sheni miskaven, and that's mutter. However, we have all over Shas, whenever we bring up this machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, that davar sheni miskaven is permissible according to Reb Shimon, but they always say abaye v'rava darmi tavayu. They always say, but may the Reb Shimon the psik reisha. Psik reisha, you know, comes from the case that you want to take a chicken and break its head. Psik reisha, you want to cut off its head to give it to your kid to play with. Okay, it was before the Lego days. So you wanted to give the head of a chicken to have your child play with. So psik reish of a lo yomus, will you chop off the head and won't die? Means my kavanah is not that it should die. My kavanah is I should have a toy for my child. I want to take the head for the head of the chicken, but it certainly will die. So psik reish is the term used that something will inevitably happen. I want to open my refrigerator. I know the light is on. My intent is only to open the refrigerator door to get the contents out. Yet I know that this action of opening the refrigerator result in a separate action of, for sure, having the light turn on. That's a psik reisha, and that is usur on Shabbos. Even according to Reb Shimon, shaila if it's a deraisa, the rabbanan, but that's certainly it's usur on Shabbos. So that's what seems that Rashi was trying to avoid, because psik reisha is usur on Shabbos according to all opinions, even according to Reb Shimon. Yet says the Bialacha, like it's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here, seems to go with the Ran, and the Ran explains that Mishnah, even though it will fall through. It means I take my vegetables and my dirt and I place it on this sifter and it will fall through. And I know good and well it will fall through the dirt, the psilis that I don't really want. And yet it's going to be mutter, and that is the pella on this halacha. Why in the world should it be mutter? How could it be mutter?
Guessing only on the Rana, even on Rashi.
No, according to Rashi, it's a davar sheni miskaven. That's all. It's simply a davar sheni miskaven. And even according to Rashi, the what he's doing here is there was one case in the Mishnah where he wanted to wash off the dirt physically wash off the dirt, put it in the water, put water over it. You can't do that. Fine, but I need to take these, I need to put it somewhere. Let's say I want to feed it to my animals, so I need to put it somewhere. Okay, so this is a good bowl, as good as any. I'm allowed to put it over there. Ah, you'll say, what do you mean I'll put it over there? But the dirt may fall through, you may be causing bayrer. That Rashi says, it's not your intent. Your intent is just to place it there, and therefore it's mutter, because it's davar shenei miskaven, and it's not a psik reisha. But according to the Ran, it says that you could put it over there, and even though it's going to fall through. Now how could that be mutter?
We're not talking about a case where you're not putting water on it to...
Yeah, you're not talking about water. There's no water in this case.
Rashi requires that it should be not about it for it to fall through, even if... Because with the...
Yeah.
Your kavana...
That'll be the lefa'amim naifil.
Your kavana is to let the dirt fall through the holes?
No.
What if it is?
Well, if it is, then it's not a davar shenei miskaven, right? So if your intent is, you're just trying, like, nobody's looking, I'm going to put it here and let... Then you can't do. We're talking about a case where practically he wants to put this over here, and his intent is not that it should fall through, but he's worried to say, hey, am I allowed to use this bowl? This is what I usually use, let's say, during the weekday. Am I allowed to put this in this bowl where I know that it could fall through? Says Rashi, you're not mechavin for that. Your intent is not that the stuff, the place, sailor should fall through. You're allowed to do so. When you do bayra with it, it'll be deraisa. No, again, I'll put it there, and let's say he'll give it to his animal afterward. You can't. That's right. You can't take. You have your. You have. Let's say. You have soup, right? You have soup with vegetables and noodles, right? And you only want the vegetables. You only want the noodles. You don't want the soup. So you take a sifter, and you say, oh, I'll place it down on the table, and I'll pour all the contents into the sifter. Oh, lo and behold, the soup falls out. No, because your intent is for that to happen. That you can't do. But here, his intent is not like that. But the question is, so according to Rashi, we understand, since it's a davar shenei miskaven, it's mutter. But according to the Ran, which is the Shulchan Aruch's lashon over here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with the Ran, as the Be'er Halacha points out. Even though I know it's going to fall through, it's still mutter. That's the question over here. So there's two ways of understanding this halacha, and it would seem that there's two practical examples that we can face on Shabbos that would depend on which way you understand this halacha. Would these two cases be mutter or not?
What
do you mean?
Let's say it's like a peel. There's dirt all around.
No, that we discussed last week, that if it's completely covered with dirt, then the Ramesha wanted to say it's like a peel, if we could even wash it off. You have to know why it's different than our halacha. What we came out last week is it seems that basically the Primigodim, the Mishtabura, seem to say that it would be also to wash fruits. Ramesha and many of the other Heinte Gepeskim would seem to permit it based on one svara is like a peel, and svara like just washing, not bare, but that's a different discussion. But here again, there's no water over here; it's just dirt with the vegetables. So the two approaches are like this. Oh no no, you can't do that. That's sifting on Shabbos. You can't do that.
So then it falls off by itself.
Yes. How's that for the what?
No, it's different because this is a clean. It's neutral for bayer, but you're not doing it. You're not doing it.
Is that different from taking the leaves and putting them on a plate?
No, we know separation may happen if you put it on a plate.
You wouldn't have separation either if it was a sifter.
Yeah, sure, because the things are falling through. No. The Ran is saying that it will fall through. The fact of the matter is, once you put it down, it will fall through.
Is this like the coffee filter? I don't understand why what he's saying.
But. You have the same question as everyone has here. Why is it mutter? I understand. As Lani?
Yeah.
Well, if you put it on a plate, so what, even if some of the dirt will fall off, but it's still mu'uruv. You haven't separated anything. If you put it in a sifter and the psilas falls out, so that's it. You got rid of the psilas and you remain with your eichel. So bayer has happened. So why is it mutter? So there's two approaches. One is the Shvisis HaShabbos, who we mentioned before, Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin. The Shvisis HaShabbos says like this. There's the Yerushalmi, which we've also mentioned before. The Yerushalmi says, I made Adam al Kri Kolay and Kulay. A person could sit on a mound of food that, or wheat kernels that have stones in them, the pebbles in them, psoilas, and ubayra tsrayas kolayim kuloi veinechayim. Yerushalmi says if a person takes from a pile, let's say he has a pile of nuts, a bowl of nuts, and there are, it's full of shells. Full of shells, you have sometimes pistachio nuts. You buy a whole bag of pistachio nuts, right? There's 200 pistachio nuts there, but there's many shells, many empty shells. Says the Yerushalmi, you can take those shells and just take them out a whole Shabbos, and you're not chayim mishum bayir. Once you took the last shell out, then you chayim v'chatas. What's the pshat? The pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi understands bayir is, like we've said before, is being mesakin your oichel. That you're cleansing your eichel from any psilas that's obstructing it, that's mixed with it. So, if I've taken out five of the shells, but there's still another five shells left, you can't tell me I now have psilas-free pistachio nuts. So, if I've only taken out most of the shells, most of the psilas, as the Yerushalmi is here, I throw out most of the stones, I'm not chayav v'chatas.
Now, it's not a process, it's a result.
According to Yerushalmi, that's right, which we explain based on the Yeshua's Yaakov, which the Bi'alacha brought in Sif Dalid, that how could it be a malacha shetzricha legufa if what I'm taking out I don't really need? The answer was that because the result I need. I take out the psilas and my result that I have now food without any psilas, that's what I need, and that's malacha shetzricha legufa. Like other examples that the Rishonim give. So,
take a bone. The chicken on your plate has a lot of bones.
So
you're just taking one bone. That should be okay, but it's not okay.
Oh, so you're 100% right. So both the Prima Gadim, the Arach HaShulchan, both say the Yerushalmi never said it's mutter. The Yerushalmi just said you're not chayav achatas. In other words, for the malacha of Boirer that we're looking for in the Mishkan, that had to be that it's entirely free of psilas. So what the Yerushalmi is telling us is that if a person can be Boirer Ktsuris Kalei and Kuvayne chayav, he's not getting put the rabbi aser. It means he's not chayv to bring a chatos after Shabbos, but of course it's going to be aser mid the rabbanim. Okay, but what we do take from the Yerushalmi, says the Shvitzas Shabbos, is that we've now taken such a case and minimized it from a deraisa to a derabbanim. Ah, so now we're on a whole different playing field. Now we're talking about a derabbanim. Okay. So it says the Shvisa Shabbos, when you put these...
No, having those on the Rabbanon, it's not even the Hatzishir, Osmanitarian,
or the...
I mean, how do you... That's a chiddush to say this is not derived anymore. It could be it's derived. Hatzishir, you're not... It's Osmanitarian, just, you know... How do you know that makes it in the Rabbanon?
Yeah, I'm trying to say, anybody holds the Hatzishir? I think not. You know, the Yerushalmi says, you do this on the Venechayev.
Venechayev, okay.
Right, right. But the truth is,
if you can't use a psalms.
No, not a real shir. A musig of chatzis shir.
Yeah. That's what it means.
So
chatzis shir, you need it starfus, right? You need it starfus. So you say, mitstarf the first five shells with the next five shells that I take out, you can get to the chiv chatzis.
I remember to say it's a mamash chatzis shir, but that type of musig. No, the pool you're doing is definitely also. All right, so because you were misakin the oichel gamri, there's no chiv chatzis. But meichel tesi is not also deraisa. Do
it. You want to? Yeah, here. You want to say maybe it should be also of chatzis shir. Well, first of all, again, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly, they say it's only a Sudra Bonnet. That's how they understand Rishab. Oh, they for sure learn some Sudra Bonnet. Yeah, yeah. But I think even in your Chassid Shia, I think you could say there's a difference in Chassid Shia. Not a Chassid Shia. Because if you tell them the Malacha is, Chassid Shia would be it's also to be Mevashel. Alright? But you want to say it is also to be Mevashel a certain amount. So I only do less than that. I do the whole Malacha, but less than that. Here, if you tell me the whole malacha is only when I get my food psalas free. Okay. So I've never gotten to that malacha. Midrabbanan, they ask it because it's Zera. Hey, you took out the first five shells, you may just take out the next five shells, and then you have a Daraisa. So Midrabbanan, they stopped you at that point. Yeah. All right.
You have a bowl full of pistachios and nuts and raisins, and you're taking out, you don't want the nuts, you take out some of the nuts. There is a tikkun for some of the raisins that are in that bowl. It's not like you're looking at the whole bowl as one mass food. If you're telling me you have a grapefruit, right, and you have dirt on one side of the grapefruit, and I'm pulling off some of the dirt. I still can't eat the grapefruit until I take the last bit of dirt off. And then I understand. But you're saying that you got a bowl full of foods, and I'm taking out some of it. Now this side of the bowl is now I can take out of it. I want to eat. I don't see exactly why that, according to your Shami, at least.
You saw the tyruvus. It's still the tyruvus.
And as Yishami is.
The whole amount of there's nuts mixed in or whatever it is. It's Tyru, it doesn't matter. So part of it is not Tyru, it's part of the whole bowl is one Tyru. If I took it out and put it in a different cleat, let's say we've got half of this bowl, and then now I took and I separated that, so that already would be, so I'm just second base, no more Tyru.
And I put it in a sift,
but if it's in one bowl,
pour water on
it.
It's not going to get all the dirt. It's not going to get all the dirt, but yet it's not good. I canceled the water off, right? So it's not a question of whether I can make it totally free of dirt. The act itself is the problem. So I don't think it has to be without any kind of because you're never going to get all the dirt out. So some of the dirt's always going to remain. So that means it's okay. It's not okay. That's okay. But you're not just questioning it from the standpoint of the rice.
Okay,
you're questioning the reasoning.
It's very limited, the way I understand it.
Right. But what the Yerushalmi says is that his case of a pile, he's looking at it as a pile as one unit. And since the pile, in order to get the, what they did in the Mishkan was, when they had that pile after the winnowing, they now had a pile of kernels with stones. They took every single stone out of that before they went to the grinder.
Right.
Before they went to grind those pieces of wheat, they would made it totally psalus free. That's right. So David Yushami says you could look at a unit together by the lettuce case. Maybe you look at each piece of lettuce by itself. And if this one piece of lettuce that you put in the water, if it gets all the dirt off, then it's deraisa. So that's what I say with the bowl. I would say the Rishon would look at a bowl of nuts together with its shells, also as one unit. And until you take every last shell out, the Rishon is just saying, it's us with Rabbanan, because you may take that last shell. But until you take the last shell, you can't say that you've completely been misakin this bowl of nuts. There's still psalus in it. There's still taruvis of eichelam psalus.
But after this, Rishon would hold, let's say I have a big bowl in front of me. I took out a handful, okay, and now I separate that handful out, and I put all the nuts on the side, and I put the raisins down on my plate. So now there's no taruvis. No, I've separated these things. So these nuts that I have on my plate is not a taruvis anymore. So maybe Yushami could say in that case,
right?
That's the rise. This is no.
I'm sorry. What was this? What was this case?
I grab a handful out of the bowl, right?
Yeah.
So the bowl is for sure still taruvis. Until I take out every single raisin from that bowl of nuts,
yeah,
it's still taruvis. But now I've made a separate taruvis that I've now separate. I would bury that taruvis. Now I have here a pile of nuts and a pile of raisins. So maybe you should hold in that case.
Oh, in that case, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have, 100%.
But I'm sacking the whole bowl. I'm taking one at a time.
Yeah, okay. 100%. That was missing. That was Cain of Malach that was done in the.
Yes. No, you're right. If you take some out, so then you've sort of created a new kree, a new pile, a new taruvis. Yeah. And from that taruvis, you made it totally psalus free. Yeah. So now, well, no. The Yerushalmi is what the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying is the Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not argue with the Yerushalmi. There are those who want to say that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing. The Shvisas HaShabbos is understanding that there's no machlokes here, and the Yerushalmi says this case, and with this understanding, that's how Beir works, and therefore it's only also the Rabbanon. So once we've gotten it down to the Din the Rabbanon, now comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos says like this. That means that when not everything goes out, it's only midrabbanan. So when I take these karshinim, these vegetables, these leeks that have dirt, a lot of dirt in it, and I place them almost absentmindedly, I place them in this sifter, and my kavanah is just to put it in the sifter, to store it here, to put it here, to again place it before my animal. And then, even though I know in the back of my mind certainly that some of it will fall through, not may fall through, if for sure will through, fall through, but not all of it will fall through. Because if you just put it down there, and it's happening by itself, and I'm not shaking the sifter, so some of it will fall through. Let's say most of it will fall through, but not all of it will fall through. Therefore, according to Yerushalmi, I've only done an Isser Derabbanan, and not Deraisa. Says that she says Shabbos. So what the pshat in this Mishnah, this halacha, is that since this is only going to be a derabbanan, because not all of it is coming through, and since it's not really noticeable to people, to this person, to other people, that I'm doing an act of boirer because it's happening by itself, therefore the rabbanan were not geyser in this case. In other words, normally when I'm sitting on the pile, I'm throwing out stones, everyone looking at me sees I'm doing an active boirer, albeit not a deraisa. But here when I just place this down, and it just goes by itself, it falls out. Since I'm not doing an active boirer, it's not viewed as an active boirer. The Rabbana said in that case, we don't have to be geyser that some of the sailors will come out.
He's saying even the Ran, who seems to say that he's mechaven for that,
he's not mechaven. It's still a davishin mechaven. Doing the it's a psikresha. It's a psikresha. Again, that's what we said. The case is, I'm just putting this, and you'll see where its practical application is. You'll see it's also the same thing, where I place this vegetables mixture on the sifter. My kavan is not that it should sift out.
I think that flies in the face of chat in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, insurance like a shinin, you can't do this to wash them, you can't do that to wash them. Mm-hmm. But you could do this. So why are we not saying the kavanah changed?
No, I could do this even though I know this will happen. It means I could sort of do an ingenious thing of putting it in this kvara in order to feed it to my animal, even though I know this will happen.
It seems we're changing. We're changing from the ratio to say from the missionary. We're changing what his kavanah was. Kavanah clearly by Einshar and right and Shalvan Asamiyad is clearly to remove the dirt.
Yes.
Right. So that's his kavanah. So now you can't wash them off. You can't rub them clean. But you could put them in. So I'm saying, oh, so you can't wash them. You can't make them clean. But you could put them down there. Also, even though you know they're going to make them clean.
See, even though I know they're going
to
make them clean. That's right.
It seems to be your intention is, why are we changing the kavanah of the person? The kavanah clearly by in Shalvan. Your kavanah was to clean them. So a nice little chur should be the same. Your kavanah was to clean them. But so now we come on to the Shifta Shabbos. It's not going to be kulay, and it's not directly intended. It's not a mice, it's not a male, whatever it is. But it seems to be that the mission should be consistent, talking about where your kavanah was to do some kind of bur weird.
It looks like it's a psikresha
on the Nechalei on the Nirvana. What's up psikresha? Let's take up psikresha. It's not psikresha, because it's not going to happen.
That's only Rashi, right? What about Mechaber?
Yeah, the Ran and Mechaber says psikresha, yeah.
All right, so
your kash now, your kash is, why is it only a Dov HaShem Miskavi and psikresha? It should be a Dov HaMiskavi.
Well, heard from the Mishnah would seem to be consistent. I find it appellate to say that also in the beginning we're saying, okay, you can't go in, you can't go in there, but you can put them there. Either going to get... It's not that they're going to that way.
Yep.
Why is it mutter?
Huh? Why is it mutter? So according to this Ma'alach, the way the Tzrisas HaShabbos understanding this approach is like this. Yishalmi says, if not all the Pseilas gets out, they've assumed it as a Drabonon. And since, in the words of the Tzrisas HaShabbos is, since this is Loi Minikar HaMalacha, because I'm just placing it down and then it falls up by itself, and it's not I'm doing it with my hands like I do by the case of the Tzrei race. The Rabbanan said in this case we don't even have to be geyser that you shouldn't be doing this.
Oh.
Okay?
It's not a normal cheshbon. It's not saying it's a psik ratio on a midrabbanan.
No, not good. We hope psik ratio on the rabbanan is also.
It's no
There's no gzeir midrabanan since it's only midrabanan this thing. And in this case, they didn't have to be gzeir since there's no act of bayer being happening.
Why does he say it's a midrabanan with a shinoi? And it, because he's not doing the mice, he's just putting it down. It's rabanan with a shinoi. See, gracious, that's mutter. Why does he say that?
So the rabbanon with a shinoi. Well, you want to say psikreisha on two the rabbanons?
Yeah.
Psikreisha to the rabbanons is a shaila. We got him as matir chazan isha
asir. Shinoi still has intent of doing it a different way.
Yeah.
We're not trying.
Right. Here we have. And this is
a different concept.
This is what Ari is asking. Ari is asking the chayr. It sounds like from the Mishnah that he's fully intending to get rid of the psilas. And but the Rishayim are understanding that's not his kavana. Let's go to the Chayyadim's way of understanding this halacha, and then we'll see the practical case. The Chayyadim says, I don't have a copy of the Chayyadim here. It's just two lines in the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says very simply. He says. When do we say that Reb Shimon is made of Bipsik Reisha? To drag a bench is a Dovah Shein Miskaven, that's mutter, won't for sure happen. To drag a heavy bench, where for sure will happen the ditch, the heavy bench, that even Reb Shimon is made that it's also. But that's because I am doing an act of dragging. Imagine I didn't have a bench in my hand. Imagine I had a gardening tool in my hand. I had a hoe in my hand and I was schlepping it. So I'm doing the pool. I'm doing the action of plowing. It happens to be my intent is just to get the tool from place A to place B. That we say your intent is not to do plowing, but your action is doing plowing. That we say that becomes a psikratia, and that is usher on Shabbos even according to Reb Shimon. However, says the Chayyadim, when I am not doing any act of malacha, like in this case where I take the vegetables with dirt and I place it into a thing, and it's happening by itself, he says, and that we say meleches machsheves asur teira, and this is not a meleches machsheves at all. That's the klal gadol on Shabbos. It has to be a meleches machsheves. It has to be that I intend to do something. And here, when I schlep the heavy bench, I'm intending to schlep the heavy bench to the dirt, even though my kavana is to get it across the yard, not to make the ditch. But the pu'ul of the act itself is an act physically biyadayim to make a ditch, and that's usher, that's harisha. But where I am not involved in the act of this malacha, on that we say the malacha is machshava asur teira. It doesn't resemble malacha Shabbos at all, and therefore it's mutter. This is the Chayyadim. Now the Shizis Shabbos doesn't like what the Chayyadim says. He says, you find other cases, there's a case where you're walking through, let's say, a river on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, well, you're walking through a river, and you're splashing with your feet, and you're going to be carrying the water, dalad amis, in a karmelis. The Gemara says, that should be usher. Says the Shvisa Shabbos, one second, according to you, you're not involved in any malacha, you're just walking. You're walking in a stream, you're walking in a river. So says the Shvisa Shabbos, you see that even though you're not sort of doing an act of malacha without intent, but you're just doing a regular, normal walking or transferring food, and you see even that, is still going to be also, you see it from the Gemara. Therefore, he rejects the Chayyadim's pshat. He wants to say also that the Rabbi Kiva Eger, on this Mishnah here of Ein Shairin, Rabbi Kiva Eger also learns that he explains the pshat in this malach is because it's a Dover Sheinim Eskavin. If you look, it's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tosefes Rabbi Kiva Eger over there, and he goes into Hope Pshat in which cases are that this is a Stam Mishnah of a Dover Sheinim Eskavin, but it's pretty clear that Rabbi Kiva Eger learned this is a Dover Sheinim Eskavin, which means that it's not a psikoresha, because he's explaining Rashi and the Rav, the Bartanura again. Right? Again, the Rashi and the Bartanura learned, this is not for sure going to happen, and it maybe will happen, it's a Davish and a Miskaven. That's easy to understand. That's what Rabbi Kivega learned. The Ran, though, is learning that it's a psikh reisha will happen, and therefore the Chai Yadam says the reason why it's mutter because only Malachis Machsheva Sasrutera. And since your whole Kavana here is not to get the dirt out, and you are not involved in any act in getting the dirt out, it's just happening by itself after you place it in the bowl, therefore it's going to be mutter. The Shvisa Shabbos is saying, no, this is also sort of an act of Beirer, a psikh reisha of Beirer, but since it's only Midrabbanan, because only most of the dirt will fall out, and it's not really noticeable entirely that you're doing this act of Beirer, therefore it's mutter. These are the two approaches. The Nafka Mina comes out like this. A person wants to make tea on Shabbos. So there's many ways where we get to this point where it will be relevant for us, this halacha. Okay, let's just give a few examples. Number one, a person goes with the opinions, like Ramesha Feinstein holds and others, that if you cook tea in a kli shlishi, it's not considered bishul, kli shlishi ain't a mevashel, even though tea leaves are kalei abishul, the things that are really easily cooked, Ramesha holds that's not considered cooking, or Cheshokun says it is considered cooking. You have the machmirim, the mekilim. Okay, so those who want to rely on a kli shlishi to cook a tea bag, you have what to rely on. Those who want to be machmir, you have what to rely on. So let's say a person takes a tea bag on Shabbos and puts it in a cup and pours from a kli sheni or a kli shlishi into that cup, and then he has hot water with tea being either steamed, cooked, if you don't want to use the word cooked, in your cup. Fine. Or another case, you made tea essence before Shabbos. Huh? Oh. You made tea essence before Shabbos, which means you pour it straight from the hot water, kli rishon, onto these tea leaves, so they're cooked already. Now, on Shabbos, I take a cup, go to the hot water source, the urn, put water in there, that's now a kli sheni. That's a kli sheni. So now a kli sheni on something that was already cooked before Shabbos, these tea bags, so I want to take the tea bag out and put it into my cup. Or, in the first example, my tea bag is in the cup and I poured a kli shlishi into there and now I want to take my tea bag out. So in the first case, I'm taking my tea bag out of my cup and putting it into the garbage. Or in the second case, I'm taking the tea bag out of the tea cup, the tea essence, and taking the tea bag to place it in my cup. Right? Now, in both those cases, what happens is that as soon as you pick up the tea bag,
filtering,
tea essence is dripping out into your cup or into the tea essence cup. Why is that mutter? Huh? Oh, so you could take it out with a spoon, okay? You could take it with a spoon, or you put it, it's a spoon that there's nothing drips out, okay? But the question is it permissible just to take the string, lift it up, and throw out the tea bag? Because what's happening? Because as soon as you lift it up above the water level, there's now tea essence, which means there's water with tea leaves mixed in that tea bag, and it's dripping out of that tea bag. That's beirer bikli, essentially. Why is it mutter to do that? Why wouldn't anybody have to be careful that when you lift it up, you can't wait a second and let it drip out into your cup?
Like walking in the water, you tend to do
that. Yeah, well, that case of walking in the water, we said, the Gemara wanted to say, is awesome.
But then there was the other opinion that depends on how you walk.
So it's just like this. So that case of the tea bag, either taking it out of your cup if it was cooked, or putting it, taking it out of the tea essence cup, it really is this halacha of sif ches, which is something is happening by itself without your intent, even though it's a psik ratio, even though for sure will happen. So according to the Chai Adam that says, for sure will happen. In this case, for sure will happen. For sure, as soon as you lift up your tea bag, it's certainly going to drip out the water, which is the tea essence from the tea bag. So according to the Chai Adam, again, let's go back to Sivches. The tea essence now, which are in the tea bag.
You have a tea bag out of the water. Okay.
out of the cup. What do you mean buried? So in that tea bag is now tea leaves and tea, what we'll call the water, which turned into essence now because it has the time of tea, and that water is being borrowed from the tea leaves. Because you want the water and you don't want the tea leaves. You don't want the leaves to fall in your cup.
But within the tea leaves is the tea water.
Within the tea leaves, yeah, so that's taruvus.
Right, but the water that's coming, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a taruvus, and it's coming out through a keli, through the keli, which is the tea bag. So again, this case was I had vegetables with dirt. All I did was place it in a sifter, and it fell through on its own. Says the chayyadam, even though for sure will happen, meleches machsheves asuter. This is not a meleches machsheves because my intent is just to put the vegetables in a receptacle. So here too, when I take the tea bag out, my kavanah is just to take the tea bag out and put it in the garbage or put it somewhere else. My kavanah is not that water should spill out of it. Oh, that happens by itself. Meleches machshavas asuteret is not a meleches machshavas. It's not my intent. It's not my intent. I'm not doing it biyodayim. I'm not involved in this process. According to the chayyadim, no question that it should be mutter. That it should be mutter. No different than the case of the... very good. That is correct. That is correct. So according to the chayyadim, certainly, to pick up the tea bag and then let it, you know, drip dry over the cup, so that's intent already. Then your intent is to get out those last drops, to have a shtickel extra essence, that's going to be also, that's a psikreich, that's a davar ha-mechavin. What you could do is pick up the tea bag and throw it straight out, so even though something dripped on the way out, same thing when I take from the tea essence cup to put it into my cup, to the hot water cup, also I have no intent that shambi should drip out and it's going to be mbutta.
According
to the original cup, yeah.
But it's not that I necessarily want that. It's not that I'm taking what I want from that which I don't want. The other way,
because there you want everything to come, and you're saying whatever drips out anyway, that water that dripped out, you really wanted it to come with. Okay, maybe that case is even better. Yeah, because you didn't really want that to come out. Okay, but according to the Shvisa Sashabes, we have to see if this guy is going to be mutter. Why? Because, and I think there's two ways. I think there's two ways to look at this. One way of looking at it, it will definitely be usher, and one way of looking at it will be mutter. And we'll see. I'll tell you like this. One way is the way I understand the Shvisa Shabbos, and I think it will be mutter. And another way is when my Rebbe Shmuel Felder from Lakewood viewed the Shvisa Shabbos, and according to him, it's awesome. Okay, so you'll decide who's right. In the case of the tea bag, the way the Shvisa Shabbos views it is, he said that when not all the pseilus comes out, then the Yerushalmi says it's not awesome midiraisa, it's only aser midirabbanan. And since it's not, it doesn't look like an active bayrer, is going to be mutter. Now, Rabbi Felder said like this, that's only going to be in a case where the pseilus is coming out. So if I take out 10 rocks, 10 stones, but there's still another 5 stones left, I haven't made my taruvus pseilus free. But if I would take out, let's say, from this bowl of pistachio nuts, I take out, let's say, 5 good pistachio nuts and put it on the side for later on Shabbos, those 5 pistachio nuts are indeed pseilus free. Those are mesukin legami. Those are totally similar to your case. Similar to the case where you first take out. Means if I've separated, so in this case of the tea bag, it's not the pseilus dripping out, but actually it's the oichel dripping out. So when I lift up a tea bag and there's tea essence falling out, that's oichel from pseilus, and that oichel that comes out is entirely pseilus free. So that you can't really compare to the Yerushalmi's case. where you only take out part of the psayla, so it's only with the Rabbanan. This case, all of the eichel that is coming out is indeed coming out. So then, based on that, he said you cannot have the hetter on the, because of the Shvisas Shabbos. That's what the... Now, the way I understood the Shvisas Shabbos is that his lashon is that in this act of Beirer, when you're separating only part of it, it's not nikkur. It doesn't look like an act of Beirer. So then maybe I thought you could say the same thing over here. You don't, it's not viewed as an act of Beirer because you're not really physically separating the two. It's just happening by itself. But again, nonetheless, his argument I think is true that the fact that here the Eichel is coming out.
I don't know that's that. It sounds like you're trying to say the Chayonim into the Shiz HaShavis now. Shiz HaShavis says that you look at the circle, so you have chicken or not. Oh, that's the Himmel of Yisham.
Yeah. The problem is his Lashon was that it's only Nisr Rabbanon, but here, since it's not Minkar HaMalacha, because you're not doing Yedayim, they weren't Geyser. Yeah, and that's what you're saying. Here, it's not a Drabbana. Really, it should be Deraisa, basically. So it will be a Psik Reisha on a Deraisa, then. That's what would come out. And that's why, indeed, according to Shvi Shabbos, it should be Aser. One thing we could throw in here is that we know that we mentioned before the Chazainish and Rav Shlomo Zalman have a Chiddush in certain type of utensils, which a Kli bag, a tea bag, would go into that. A Kli bag. What's it called? That? There's a new Shabbos term, a Kli bag. Okay. That what teabag would go into that is that if you have a kli which is all made for immediate use, which means it's made to sift for immediate use and not just to plan out sifting and selecting for the future, that doesn't have a din of a keli lenyan hilchus beirah. For example, a salt shaker or the chazanish set up by a keli which is meant to separate the tea leaves, and or a tea bag itself would be like that. So it's a chiddush of a svara, but if you want to throw in at least that according to the Shlomi Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have a shame keli for in terms of bayrer, and you have the according to the chayyadim that if my intent is only to take the tea bag out and then just throw it in the garbage or put it away, and it happens to be by itself, it drips out some of the tea. So according to Chayyadim, it's mutter. And you have Rishlam Azaman anyway that says that such an act is not considered Beirer Bikli. So you would be able to do that on Shabbos. Certainly if you're going to do it very quickly, so no drips will drip out, it will be mutter. If you want to say to do with a spoon, certainly that will be mutter.
I take a tea bag out, I don't want the water to drip back in. Okay, even though it's not pulling back into the tea. So you have the same issue, even if it doesn't pull back into the cup.
Right. So that is for certainly no problem going to everybody, because there it's two things that I don't want. That's psalas from psalas. So psalas from psalas is that is no better at all. And as there, it's a drips out into it. They're both going to the garbage. There's certainly no question of...
Second issue is a question. If, as in my case I sometimes do, I leave the tea bag in the cup,
so after you finished, you mean?
Yeah.
After you finished the.
The garbage which technically makes.
It's not English tea, I see. Yeah.
Although that's what Shmuel Shabbos talks about, technically. Ah.
Yeah.
But if one leaves the tea bag on the cup, if one drinks it, is there any reason why one couldn't use it again?
Well, it depends how you cooked it in the first place. If you cooked it with a kli shlishi?
Yeah, of course.
Please, Lishi. Well, it's complicated. Very complicated. First of all,
use it again.
Huh? Well, if you're going to use a klishlishi again, if you hold a klishlishi, it wasn't a vash in the first place, not a vash in the second place. Huh? Yeah, but the question would really be, how to view the tea bag. Do you view it as a davar yavesh, and therefore wouldn't be a problem of recooking it, or do you view it as a davar lach? because since it's very saturated with moisture, it could be zadavar lach, and then you would be cooking then yesh bishalach yesh bishal b'davar lach b'paskin. Yeah, so okay, then you could, that's only midrabbanan. If it's only a klisheni, which also only midrabbanan, there's sad to be makel there. One other case that would be, oh, one more.
But that is the real question I have for you.
Yeah.
You don't feel comfortable passing on this, I certainly understand. But most of this country likes coffee.
Right? Coffee.
During the month, they make coffee in multiple ways when they don't go to Starbucks. Okay.
You mean so, not real coffee? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like to make tea. So I use, during the week, I use tea leaves, and I use, this is what you just talked about, the zinc. I put it in.
Okay.
So that's a kind of similar comment about what you were just talking about. So now I'm saying to myself, I'm listening to you, wait a second, why am I messing with tea bags? Why can't I just take my sifter, it's like a tea strainer, put in mum's dry leaves, which is what I buy.
So what you're talking about, what you're talking about is siftes. We're doing
sifter.
Huh? What was that?
Sifter.
Siftes is coming up right now. I think we're going to have to save it for next week. But your exact case we can talk about in siftes, we'll have to learn it well. We have to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, why he's matir, what he is matir, and we'll see exactly your case of the tea, of the coffee, of the French press in siftes, and several other cases based on siftes. But one last case based on siftes still, similar to the case of a tea bag, would be what we call a slotted spoon. Everybody has a slotted spoon in their home. Okay, Lenny, you can look. It's in the kitchen drawer. Ask your wife, you'll see. There is such a thing. What is a slotted spoon? A slotted spoon is you have a spoon with holes. You have the spoon with holes. And essentially, it's to take it where you have a solid and liquid together. You want the solid, you stick it in, and therefore the liquid drips through. Now, certainly, if you want to do that, let's say on Shabbos, to take from a soup, you want to take out just a vegetable from a soup, and you use a slotted spoon to take that out and let the soup drip out, that's you're taking what you want and letting what you don't want drip out with a keli, that's going to be usher. You're buying bury your pseles from the eichel, you're letting However, sometimes you have, let's say, they have this sometimes at a simcha, they'll serve a bowl of a coleslaw. Okay, and the coleslaw happens to be very wet. Wet coleslaw. And they have in it, they have a spoon, which is a slotted spoon. And you want to take some coleslaw and put it on your plate. Now, when you pick up that slotted spoon with the coleslaw, automatically some of it will drip out. Is that mutter or is that not mutter? It's being dripped through a kli for bayra. Well, here this is similar halacha from what we just learned in sifches. According to the chayyadim, that it's only meleches machsheves asur tayra, and your intent is just to transfer the food from one place to the next, even though inevitably some of it will drip out. That's not your intent. So here also, my kavan is to take some of the coleslaw and put it on my plate, even though some of it will drip out, some of the moisture will drip out. That's not my intent, and that's going to be mutter.
The reason they put that spoon in the coleslaw is because they know you don't want it to be there. So that spoon is in that coleslaw so that you do get most of the moisture out of your blood. Otherwise, they put a normal spoon in there. Why are they putting that spoon in there? That's a problem.
So the truth is, we'll see, there's another heter. In this case of the coleslaw, that's based on, we'll see in the sif later. There's going to be another heter for that. But even just viewing it from sif ches, from what we learned in sif ches here, it doesn't matter why they put the slotted spoon in. My kavana right now was only to transfer some of the coleslaw from the bowl to my plate. Even though I know good and well that some of it will drip out, that's not my intent. It is a davar sheinu miskaven. Even though it is a psikrasha, it's not, since I'm not doing an active act of bayer, says the chayyadim, that goes to the category of malachas machsheves. excuse me, Asra Teira, and this happens by itself, it's going to be mutter.
That's not like the case of the tea bag. You take the tea bag out of the water and some drops out. That's not really your machshava to do that. But when you take, let's say, whether it's in the soup, whether it's in chalent, we actually have a special one today, shema brachas, you take the chalent out, okay, and you don't want the soupy part, you want the potato or the meat or whatever it may be. And the reason why people put a starting pot spoon in, or similarly, as we just talked about, right? Just now, it is your machshava. It is definitely your machshava. It's precisely that.
So again, by the case of the chalent, we'll see also that even when using it for the chalent, and you don't want some of the liquidy part, you'll see why it's mutter anyway. But even without that, again, I'm just trying to see it from Sif Ches. Oh, you mean because you're not going to be next week. So you're on the, yeah, that will be mutter, yeah. You have to see exactly which case, but it's usually most of the time mutter. Yeah. So, but in the case of let's say the coleslaw. So if you pick it up and you shake it up a little bit to let it drip out, right? Which people do that because you want it to separate. But all you're doing is you're taking some out. I came to the table to have a slotted spoon. I should go get it. I have a slotted spoon, so I pick up the thing and put some on my table. The fact, or a fork, the same thing. Also, if you pick up the fork and you let it drip out, you're also using a.
No, because you can do that with your hand. The slotted spoon is cleaning off of the bar, but the fork is.
Because you could, okay, maybe you have to know if you could do that as well as the fork. I hear. Oh, okay. That'll
make the difference for Yerushalmi, right? I mean, again, you got the heap. It's not fully. If you still got juice around it, it's not fully.
You'll see. We don't even come on to Yerushalmi for that. As we'll see. Don't even come on to Yerushalmi. There's going to be a different idea anyway for the chalent, the coleslaw. If you want to mix them together also, that's not a problem. But in this case, I'm just saying this act of just taking with the slotted spoon to put it over, if your intent is just to transfer from one place to another place, even though some of it will drip out, both according to the Shvisa Shabbos and according to Chayadam, that's going to be mutter. Again, if you're not talking about where you're holding it over to let it drip out, you're just transferring from the bowl from the serving plate to your plate, and since it's only by itself will happen that it will separate out, that's not going to be usher based on this sifches, because it's only melachas machshavas usher teira. And number two, according to Yerushalmi, according to Shvisas Shabbos, based on this Yerushalmi, only some of the pselus is falling out. It's only drabbanan, and since it's not noticeable that you're doing an act of beirer, therefore it's mutter. So according to both of these shittas, it certainly will be mutter to do this. Again, what?
Variant on the tea bag case.
Variant?
It's a variant. It's a type of tea bag case where transferring the leaves during one continuous act.
Yeah, that would be the same. That's what we're saying is the same thing. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Shem Siftes, we'll do it next week.